We're holding on solid Amud Aleph, fifth line, by the two dots.
Samach what?
Samach David Amud Aleph, fifth line.
Samach David Amud Aleph.
So we said in the Mishnah you have to make the two goats, you make the girdle on them, and we said what happens if one of them dies. Then we said that you have to bring another pair of animals, make a girdle on them. Now at the end, of course, you have left one extra animal. Suppose, for example, the Sur La Zazel from the first set died. So now before you had the chance to do the avodah with it, then you do another girdle, you pick another Sur La Shemen, another Sur La Zazel. Now you have two Seirim La Shemen, one Seirim La Zazel. So the Mishnah had said that you say when he's doing the second girdle, he says the one that was picked Lashem should stand in place of the other one that was there Lashem, or the same thing, the one that was picked Lazazel should stand in place of the one that was there Lazazel. Now, the Mishnah had said the second one has to be left to graze until it develops a mum. So the question is, what do we mean by the second one? Remember, we have two sets over here. So you have, let's say, for example, you have two Seirim Lashem over here. Which one actually gets offered and the blood brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and so forth, versus which one is left to graze until it develops a mum. So Omar Rav, Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yikrav. So Rav says the second one from the first pair is the one that's brought to the Korban. Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yira. The second one of the second pair is the one that's left to graze. So you had, in other words, you had animals A and B, which were picked as Lashem and Lazozel. Then B, which is Lazozel, died. So we did another girdle on C and D. Now we have A and C are available to be the Sur Lashem. D is the Sur Lazozel. So now Rav is telling us you use A as the Sur Lashem, even though it wasn't picked together with D. You still use it as the Sur Lashem, as we'll see soon why. And animal C is the one that we're going to send off to graze until it develops a mum. Rabbi Yechanan says the other way around. Sheni shebezug rishon yira, the second one, the leftover one of the first pair, is the one that's left to graze. Sheni shebezug sheni yikrav, the second one from the second pair is the one that you offer as the korban. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, A would be left to graze, C would be the one we'd be makriv as the korban. So the Gemara says, b'mai kamitzvi, what's the underlying machlokes? So Rav sava bali chayim einem nidchin, but Rabbi Yechanan sava bali chayim nidchin. Rav holds that living animals cannot be nidche, meaning if something happened to make an animal possible, to make an animal possible for a korban for a period of time, nevertheless, you can still have it, it can become kosher afterwards. Now, when it comes to one that's shechted, then sure, we have, as we said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda had said, and we're going to talk about later on, the Chachamim agree with this as well. We talked about yesterday, Chonan Amitri would disagree, but Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim both agree, once the Sur Lashem was shechted, if something goes wrong, if the Sur Lazazel dies, then yes, we're going to have to spill out the blood and start all over again, because once it's shechted, then sure, the blood can be nidche. But Rav says, as long as the animal is alive, it can't be nidche. We can still fix it up when we have another one. So in this case, right now, when B, the first Sur Lazazel, died, at that point, A became disqualified because you need to have two animals, one Lashem and one Lazazel. But now that we did another girdle, and now we have D was picked as the Sur Lazazel, then fine, A becomes kosher again, and now we're able to continue doing the avodah with it. But Rabbi Yechanan sava bala chayim nidchin, whereas Rabbi Yechanan holds that living animals can be nidcha as well, and therefore once it was nidcha, once it was pushed off, once it became invalid to use because its partner died, then that's it. It can't become kosher to use again. Therefore, Rabbi Yechanan says that one remains the one that we're going to have to send off to graze, and the new one that we pick is going to be the one that we're going to be bringing as the carbon. So the Gemara says, my time of the Rav. So what's Rav's reason? Why does he say that living animals are different than other things and they're not nidcha? So he says, the yalach mechoser zman. So he learns it from the case of mechoser zman that we talked about yesterday, where you have an animal up there that an animal below 8 days old is possible as a korban. Now, mechusar zman, now let's consider what happens with a mechusar zman, lav afagav dehashta lechazi, even though it is true that right now it's not suitable to be brought as a korban, ki hoder mechsi shapir dami, but afterwards, when it turns 8 days old, then it's fine to bring it as a korban, hochanami leishna. So the same thing we learn from that, says Rav, that any time an animal is yidcha, that it can still become kosher again afterwards. So the Gemara says, "Mi dummy, how is that a valid comparison? Hosam lo ischazi klal. Over there, in that case, the animal was never suitable as a korban yet. It was born. It's 1, 2, 3, etc. days old. It's not yet suitable for a korban. And then on the 8th day, it becomes suitable. Hachan nira v'nincha. Here you're talking about an animal that was suitable for a korban. It was perfectly available to be the Sir Lashem. Now it got disqualified. Now you want to re-qualify it based on a new girdle. How is that comparable? Maybe you would say, that's fine. To begin with, fine. An animal has to reach a certain stage before it's kosher for a korban and before you can be makdish it as a korban. Fine. But Rabbi Yochanan has no problem with that. But to say that after it was qualified for a korban, and then it became disqualified, that it should become requalified again, not necessarily. Now, I don't know actually why the Gemara doesn't point out, we have a case of mechusar zman, like we discussed yesterday, where, for example, where it's oisiv es b'noi, where you shechted the mother of this animal, and now today that animal is disqualified from being brought as a korban. There you have an example where it's nidah v'nidcha. It could be, one possibility, I guess, is because in that case, it's not only disqualified as being brought as a korban, it's that it's disqualified from being shechted. So the psula is not in being a korban, the psula is just that you can't shecht it on that day. So therefore, that's not the same thing as we're talking about a disqualification that applies specifically to a korban. Okay. Anyway, so Rav can't be learning it from Mechusar Zman, because Mechusar Zman, it wasn't yet suitable. That doesn't show us anything for a case where it was suitable and then became disqualified, which is what we're talking about over here. Ela, hainu, time of the Rav. No, rather we can say Rav's reason is the Yalaf mi bal mum oiver. Rav is going to learn it from the case where an animal develops a temporary mum. Now let's consider bal mum oiver lav achagav lechazi hashda. Now an animal that developed a temporary mum is disqualified from being brought as a korban right now. But he had a mechzi shapir dami. But when it gets healed, then it's fine. And in fact, a temporary mum can even be where it could be something where it heals spontaneously. It could even be something where it needs a little bit of treatment. And still we see that you're able to give it that treatment and heal it, and then it's kosher as a korban again. Hachanami loishna. Therefore, Rav says the same thing over here. You need to do another action in order to make this animal kosher for a korban again. You need to do another girdle. Fine. Based on the precedent from Baal Mum, we should say that you're able to do that. So, v'hosam minolon. So, taka, where by a Baal Mum over do we know that concept? Maybe once it develops a temporary mum, then that's it. It's disqualified. How do we know that it does become qualified again when the mum goes away? So dichtiv, because the pasuk says ki moshchosam b'hem, you're not allowed to bring a bal mum as a korban. The pasuk says because their damage is in them. Moshchosam is a moshchosam. Rashi brings over there from Targum Onkelos that chibulhoi means their damage. Meloshen shachas. Meloshen mashchis. So anyway, ki mashchasam b'hem, there are damages in them. Mum bum, there is a mum in them. Implying mum bum hu d'lo yiratzu. Only when there's a mum in them are they not acceptable. Ha'ava mum and yiratzu. Implying if the mum goes away, then they're acceptable as a korban. So therefore, so you see that there is a precedent for the idea of balichayim that can mean nirin, they were suitable as a korban, and then nidchin, then they were disqualified from being a korban, and now once they're healed, they become qualified again. So therefore, Rav says the same thing with our sari lashem, or sari lazazel over here, it can be qualified, then disqualified, then back to being qualified. Okay, v'Rav Yechanan, so what would Rav Yechanan answer to that? He says, mi'at rachmana, bahem. Yeah, but the pasuk says, Bahem, Ki Mashchasam Bahem. meaning Hemu. So the Torah is telling us with that word, Bohem, in them, only in them, who Dechi Ova Mumen Yerotsu. That if the mum goes away, then they're acceptable again. Hakol Dechoyin. But when it comes to any other case where an animal was Nidcha, Hoyova Nidchu Yedachu. Then once they're pushed off, then they're pushed off, and that's that. So only by Baal Mum, in other words, Rav wants to use the Baal Mum as a precedent, he wants to use it as a binyan av for the rest of the Torah. Rabbi Yechon is saying the word Bahem teaches us not to make a binyan av from it, it applies only to there. Vir Rav, so what does Rav answer to that? He says, Hahu, that pasuk means, Bahem means Be'inayhu hu d'lamirtsu, means that a varim, means that a korban of pieces of a korban of that's a baal mum are not acceptable when they're by themselves. Hoi de taruvus mirtsu, but the implication, not like you Rabbi Yechanan are saying that the implication is only by a baal mum is it possible, and only by a baal mum do we have this concept that can be healed and become valid again, but rather that if a varim of a baal mum are mixed up with a varim of a tamim, then mirtsu, then they are acceptable on the mizbeach. And that would be kedetznan. We learn in a Mishnah in Zvachim, evorim tzmimim ve'evorim balim mumim. What happens if limbs of an oila that were tamim that got mixed up with evorim of an animal that was a bal mum? Can we offer them on the mizbeach? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer. So Rabbi Eliezer says, im korav harosh shal echad mehen. If, for example, the head of one of them was offered before we realized what happened, so we have this pile of evorim. We took, let's say, Rabbi Eliezer says, we took one of the heads and already have thrown it onto the mizbeach and it's burning over there. Now they realize, 1 second, there was a baal mum over here and some of the limbs over here must be from that baal mum. How do we know which is which? So if one head was already offered, yakrivu kol rosh and kolam, then we're allowed to offer all the rest of the heads because we can assume that the one that was burnt is already the one that was the baal mum. So therefore we can say lakola because once they were mixed up, Rashi says there's no suffik isa daraisa. Usually we would say suffik daraisa lachomra. But here, the Torah also here, Rav is saying, the Torah is telling you not to be makrib, a varim of a baal mum, only when they're by themselves. Once they're mixed up, then the Torah is telling us by the word Bahem that it would be fine. So at least according to Rabbi Eliezer, we would say that it would be fine. No, so the thing is, if they haven't been makrib any of them yet, you don't have anything to be toiler in. So now you would say, so now even Rabbi Eliezer is going to agree you can't go start l'chila now and burning them on the mizbeach and assume that any one that you do, there's a few reasons why. Tosfos discusses over here that actually, Tosfos Yishanim discuss over here that actually what it might be is, there might be an issur in it, dirabbanan. There might be one, once they're mixed up, there might be an issur dirabbanan. So Rabbi Eliezer is willing to say, you know what, fine, but once we've offered one of the heads already, then already even that issur dirabbanan won't exist because we can be tola that head that was offered already was the one, and then all the other heads we have here are tamim. Whereas the Chachamim are not willing to do that. The Chachamim are going to say that two explanations. One of them is that in fact they're arguing on a Daraisa level, and the other is that they're arguing the Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim, who we're going to quote now, are arguing only on a Darabanan level. The Ritzva also points out, if you had more Tmimim than Balim Mumim, than a Daraisa level anyway, it would be Bottle. Chad B'Tshrei Bottle, the rule is, you have Midaraisa, one thing of Issa can be Bottle in two things of Heter. However, here we could be talking about where you have even more Balei Mumim than Tmimim, or where you have an exactly equal number. You have, let's say, one Tamim and one and one. So then Bittur wouldn't work. So then Rav is saying you have to learn from the word Bahem that according to Rav Eliezer it would be Mutter again. So does that mean, so maybe it means, as Tosfos says, maybe it means Rav is saying his Shita according to Rav Eliezer, or maybe even according to the Chachamim, he would say, the Chachamim are saying that Daraisa it's Mutter, then we're dealing here with on a Daraisa level. Darabanan, fine, they say you can't be makrib any of them, but Daraisa, they would agree that you could. It's just Darabanan, we make a Gzera. So Rav can use that. So Rav says the Bahem is teaching us that concept. So, and Rebbe Eliezer continues, Krov shal echad mehen, similarly, if the feet of one of these animals were offered on the Mizbeach, you're allowed to be makriv all the feet, because again, we can be told that the feet that are gone are the ones that were from the Baal Mum. But Chamim, and the Chamim say no, I feel the curve of kulon chutz me'echad mehen, just the opposite. Even if you brought all of them already, and only one of them is left. So you have, let's say, a pile of Evarim from 10 animals, and you already makriv with 9 of the heads, and now you have the 10th head, we still have to be concerned that 10th head might be the one from the Baal Mum, and Yetzir the Beis HaSrefa, so therefore you have to take it out and burn it in the place of burning Pasul HaKorbanos. So anyway, the point is, again, so either Rav is saying this shit according to Rabbi Eliezer, Or as Tosfos says, he might be even according to the Chachamim. The Chachamim were agreed on a Daraisa level; it would be kosher. They're just saying on the Rabbanan level, we're not going to allow it. Especially because, for example, we have when it comes to the Dinim of Bittul, we have the concept of a Davar Choshev, a Davar Shebe Minyan is not Bottle, a Filo Be'elef, and limbs of an animal are Davar Choshev. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, he would say that since Daraisa it's Mutter, he says, the Chachamim, in this case, once one of them is gone, then we're able to be Toila in it. So that's why he said, he agrees that if we weren't Makriv any of them yet, we can't go be Makriv them now and take for each. One consideration also, Mefoshim mentioned in this connection, you have a Halacha, even for example, there are certain, usually once we have the concept Dirabanan, the Dinim of Bittul, Dirabanan, then usually we have to have Bittul B'Shishim or whatever. But there are certain cases, even nowadays, where we say chad betrei bottle, when you have yavish for yavish, when you have a dry thing mixed with other dry things, meaning nothing's actually gotten blended together. You have, let's say, for example, one piece of kosher meat that got mixed up with two pieces of kosher meat that got mixed up with one piece of non-kosher meat. So none of them have absorbed from each other. None of them have anything of the other in them. You just can't tell which is which. So the halacha is the non-kosher one is batel. However, the halacha is also that one person can't eat all three of them, because inevitably then you're eating the one that's straight. So the same thing over here. Then the chachamim can be saying that you can't be makriv them. Rebbe Eliezer, in other words, would agree. If none of them were offered yet, Rebbe Eliezer would agree. Fine, you can't go to hatchila be makriv all of them, because inevitably then you're going to be makriv baal mum somewhere in there. But once one of them was already offered before you realize the problem, then he can say you can attribute that that's the one. That would be the equivalent of having the three pieces of meat. One of them gets lost then, and then we're able to assume that the other two are kosher. So the point is, so we see that there's this din as far as Bali Mumim getting mixed up with Tmimim, where there's a certain case, according to Rabbi Eliezer, and maybe even according to the Chachamim on the Daraisa level, where you're allowed to be makriv them on the Mizbeach. So Rav says that's what we're learning from the word Bahem. So therefore, we don't have the word Bahem to teach us that the concept of Nireh v'nidcheh v'chozeh v'nireh, that if it was disqualified, that it can become requalified, should apply only to Balim Mumim. Therefore, Rav says it applies b'chol ha'tarakola. V'idach, what would Rabbi Yochanan answer to that? He says, nafkalemi bum Bahem. He learns it from the fact the Pasuk could have said the word bum, and instead it says Bahem. Therefore, you can learn both things. You can learn Rav's din that we're talking about the din of Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, about when the limbs got mixed up. And you can also learn that the Torah is limiting it only to, is limiting the concept of Nira the Nidcha, because of a Nira, only to living Bali Mumim. The Idach, Rav would answer to that, Bum Bahem Loi Dorish, he doesn't douse in that kind of thing. It's a common enough thing that the Torah will use the word Bahem, even though it could have said Bum. So therefore, we don't douse in anything special from that. There is, by the way, in the end, the Gemara is going to continue now with the discussion of about Balei Chaim Nidchen and Ein Nidchen. Usually, by the way, when we have a Machloikas Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, usually the Halacha is like Rabbi Yechanan. Here, the Rambam Paskins like Rav, based on, we're going to talk about later in the Sugya, that the wording of our Mishnah supports Rav. There's a Braisa that supports Rabbi Yechanan, so Rabbi Yechanan is not, contrary, he's not schlugged up, but still, the wording of our Mishnah works better according to Rav, so that's one reason to pass in according to him. No, we're talking about in the Mishnah itself, when we have the expression that, when the Mishnah had said that if one of them dies, then we make a second girdle, and we say, Zesha olava girdle Hashem, Yiskayim Tachtav, Zesha olava girdle Azazel, Yiskayim Tachtav, that wording the Gemara is going to point out later fits better with Rav's Shitta that you use the original one, rather than the replacement one. There is a vote on that. There is a vote on that from Rav Simcha Bunim of Pshischa that he says. We say in davening Laman Shimcha Hashem the Salachta Lavanenu Ki Ravhu. So you say he darshins based on our Gemara over here. Ki Ravhu means since the halacha is like Rav, that Balechayim Ein Nidchin, that gives us the opportunity to do tshuva, even though we once were in Hashem's good graces and then we made ourselves Nidche by doing Averis. Nevertheless, we have the ability to do tshuva and that Hashem should forgive us and accept us again. Ki Ravhu, because like what Rav says, that Balechayim Ein Nidchin. Continues the Gemara. Ula Rav. Now, let's ask, according to Rav. So we've established that according to Rav, Balechayim Ein Nidchin, therefore, in our scenario before, animal A did not get permanently disqualified. Once we make a new girdle, and we have D available as the Sarah La'azazel, then we can use A again, it becomes Nira again, to use as the Sarah La'ashet. So far, so good. But, Ula Rav Nami Nihi de Balechayim Ein Nidchin, granted that Rav holds that living animals are not nidcha permanently, still, why is he saying davka you should use A and not C, and C should be sent off to graze? E boy high nakri, e boy high nakri. Why don't we say he has a choice whether to use A or C? Why? Rabbi Yochanan, we understand why he says you have to use C, because according to him, A became disqualified when B died, and A never becomes qualified again. But according to Rav, both A and C are equally qualified. So why is he saying Dafka to use A? The answer is Amar Rava, Rav Savalak Rav Yesi. The answer is that Rav holds like Rav holds like Rav Yesi, Rama Mitzvah Berishon, where Rav Yesi says the ideal mitzvah is to use the first one. So we had this at the end of the previous parak also. So the Gemara asks, Hey Rav Yesi, which statement of Rav Yesi do we see that? So there we have the case, at the end of the previous Perek, we have the case where the blood of the Soyer Lashem spilled in the middle of the Hazois, and now you need to go shech the new Soyer, so now again you need to make a new girdle and shech the new Soyer and continue the Matanais from the beginning or from where you left off according to the different opinions over there. So we talked about then what do you do with the extra Soyer Lazozel, or what do you do with the extra Soyer Lazozel? So we said that again, there was the same machlokes, whether to use the first one. We said that Rabbi Yosi holds that you should use the first one. So again, hey Rabbi Yosi, which statement of Rabbi Yosi implies that he says mitzvah tradition? E name it Rabbi Yosi de Kufus. Are you going to say it means Rabbi Yosi's statement when it comes to the boxes of coins that they had from the Trumas HaLishka, the Machzah Shekel, the Tnan, we learned in Masech HaShkolim a few months ago, Sholosh Kupas Shol Sholosh Sholosh Sin, they had three boxes of three saw each, which they would fill up with coins, Shabahen Terminus HaLishka, they would take the Trumas HaLishka with those boxes, so they would fill up these boxes with coins, and then they would take the boxes one at a time, and use them to buy the animals for the Korbanos and the various other things that they needed for the Korbanos Tzibur. The cost of Alei and Aleph, Beis, Gimel. The three boxes were labeled Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, respectively. V'tanya, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Loma, cost of Alei and Aleph, Beis, Gimel. We learn in a Braisa that Rabbi Yosi says, why were they labeled with numbers? Later, Ezebe and Nitzimah Rishon, because we want to know which one was filled up first. Lahavi Haymena Rishon, because we want to first take the coins from that. Shemitzvah Rishon, because it's a mitzvah to take from the first one. Well, so therefore you would say that Rabbi Yosi holds that the first one is always best. The problem with that is that's not a proof. Dilma Shiny Hossam, maybe it's different in that case. When the first one is usable, the next one is not yet, because you fill up the first one, then you fill up the second one, then the third. So when you filled up the first one, the second and the third were still empty. You couldn't use them yet. So therefore, yeah, once you filled up the first one, then that one becomes the one that you should use. But over here, what happens is both of them become roi at the same time. Because what happens? You made a girdle, but you can't shech the Sarah Lashem until after you finish sprinkling the blood of the power in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Meanwhile, during that time, the Sarah Lazazel died, and they did another girdle. So now, when it comes time to shech the Sir, you already have true Seirim Lashem. So that's different than the case of the boxes of coins. You only have one first and then the second one. Here both of them become roi to be shechted at the same time. So Ela Rav Yosi de Pesach. Rather, we have to say that we're talking about Rav Yosi's opinion when it comes to the Korban Pesach. The Tnan, or the Tanya really, it's a Braisa. Hamafrish Pischei V'Avad. If a person designated his animal for a Korban Pesach and it got lost, V'Hifrish Achatachtav, and he designated another animal instead of it. Then he found the other one. And now, when it comes time to shech the Korban Pesach, both of them are standing. So Rashi says, we're not even talking about a case where you only found the original one after the time of the beginning of the shechting of the Pesach arrived. You could be talking about where you lost it a few days earlier, and you found it, let's say, at a Pesach morning, or you found it even a few days before Pesach, whatever. By the time it comes to Chatzos, at a Pesach, both animals become qualified for the Korban Pesach at the same time. Because now they're both there, and it comes Chatzos and Erev Pesach. So that's exactly similar to the case of the two Sirim. And so Ezeman Sheyutze Yikra Divi Chachamim, the Chachamim say he can offer us the Korban Pesach whichever one he wants, and the other one is going to become a Shlamim, the Divrei Chachamim. Rabbi Yossi have a mitzvah tradition. Rabbi Yossi says the ideal mitzvah is to use the first one. The Im Hoya Sheni Muv Chamimenu, if the second one is better quality than the first one, Yivienu, then he should bring that one. So we see that Rabbi Yossi holds that the ideal one is to bring the first one. Now, in our case over here, Tosfos says, in that case, then maybe it would be the same thing. When Rav is saying that you would use the first one, following Rabbi Yossi's shita, maybe he means only if the first one is better quality than the second one, or if they're equal quality. Or Tosfos says, actually, maybe, not necessarily, maybe when it comes to the Sur La Zozel and the Sur La Shem, where, after all, the Sur La Zozel is sent off to be thrown off a cliff. We don't care which one is better quality. And as far as the Sur La Shem, also, the fact is, most of it is going to be burnt outside the Shalosh Machnas. The Chacham Tzvi actually has a tshuva on the subject. Actually, the Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva that it starts with a different subject. We know that when it comes to lighting the menorah, it's better to use oil. It's better to use olive oil than candles. So what happens, the Chacham Tzvi discusses, let's say you set up wax candles because you didn't have oil, and then later on, before you lit the menorah, you have oil. You've got oil available. Should you take down the wax candles and use oil instead, or should you continue with what you already put out? That's similar to our case. So he says, based on that, then you should have to take down the wax candles and use the oil that you now have available. Then that leads him into a discussion of this Gemara over here, and he says that after all, it's true with the Sur La Shem, the chaylev of it is offered on the Mizbeach. So in that sense, there is an advantage to that.
And the blood spills.
The blood is sprinkled, fine, but the blood doesn't really matter which one is more mukhar or not. Blood is blood. But nevertheless, he says, so it could still be that since most of it is burnt outside the machna, then maybe the fact that it's mukhar doesn't really factor into it so much. Or maybe it does. That's Tosfos Brin mentions both possibilities. Yeah. But on the other hand, he points out, the Chacham Tzvi points out, what's going to happen with the one that gets sent off to graze? Eventually, it's going to develop a mum. We're going to sell it. We're going to use the money to buy an animal for a korban for kayitz and mizbeach, which is all going to go on the mizbeach, not just the fat of it. So maybe adarabba, maybe there's a reason to say that you should use the first one, even though it's lesser quality, save the better quality one as the one that will be left to graze, and then it'll develop a mum, and you'll use the money of it to buy something that's completely burnt on the mizbeach, rather than here, all you're doing is burning the fat of it on the mizbeach.
On the other hand, this one is the one
being mechaper on the yidden. Well, it's actually the Sur La Shem we said before is not being mechaper on the yidden as a whole, it's being mechaper on the kohen, as we said.
Which
one of
us you can add.
Right, fine, okay. Okay, in any case, the point is that's why Rav is saying you use the first one, but yeah, if the second one is better quality, then that's where you have Tosfos and the Chacham to discuss the pros and cons of whether you should use the second one or not. Okay. So we see that Rav Yossi holds that you use the first one, other things being equal. What happens if Imhoya Sheni Mokhom Menu, we know that he applies that to the Korban Pesach. We're fine, the Korban Pesach is being eaten. Does that also apply to the Sur La Shem or the Sur La Zozel? That would be the question. Where that would be the question which Tosfos takes up and says you could look at it either way. Okay. Amar Rava, Deka Masnisin Kavasei the Rav or Braisa Kavasei the Rabbi Yechanan. The words of our Mishnah work out better according to Rav. On the other hand, there's a Braisa that works out better according to Rabbi Yechanan. So that means, in other words, neither one is schlugged up because each one has a tana on their side. But if we look carefully at the words of our Mishnah, it seems to fit better with Rav's Shitta. And if we look carefully at the words of the Braisa, then it fits better with Rabbi Yechanan's Shitta. Masnissin Kavasei de Rav, we see that there's a Mishnah that goes better like Rav, to Katani, because the Mishnah had said, im shel shem mes. He said, if the sar l'ashem had died, then you make a new girdle, and he says, zesh all of a girdle l'ashem yiskayim tachtav. The new one on which the girdle Hashem landed should stand in front of him, which implies the idach kedekoi koi. So the implication is the other one still has the same status as before. Otherwise, the Mishnah should have spelled it out. The Mishnah should have said that the Mishnah should have said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that you make another girdle. You say zesh olav al Hashem like girdle Hashem iskayim tachtav, and the new sur lazuzel should stand in place of the old sur lazuzel. And it doesn't say that. It only says that the new one goes in place of the dead one, implying the one from the original pair that's still alive is still the one that you're going to use. So therefore, that works out better according to Rab. On the other hand, Braisa kavasei de Rabbi Yochanan. On the other hand, the Braisa fits better according to Rabbi Yochanan's shita the chatani, because the Braisa says sheni. When we say that the second one is left to grave, any a day im sheni shebezug rishen im sheni shebezug sheni, does that mean the second one of the original pair, the one that's still alive, or does it mean the second one of the second pair, the one that's not being used for the one that's not being used as a replacement? True, so we wouldn't know. But true, oyma yomar chai, since the pasuk says it should be standing alive, implying veloisha chaveir emes, that implies not where its partner died. So therefore, so the one that whose partner died is not the one who's going to be standing there and being brought as a korban. So the Gemara says, my mashma. How do you get from the word yomar chai? The context of the word yomar chai means that the sar lazazel should be left standing there alive until the avodah with the sar lashem is finished and you send it off lazazel. Where do we see anything from that about a case where its partner died? So it means yomar chai v'lo shekvar omar. It means the word yomar chai, it should be standing alive, implying that it's not that it already stood. So in other words, Rashi says, the pasuk is implying that it shouldn't be, it already stood there, valid for the korban or the sar lazazel, as the case may be. Then it became disqualified. Now you want to make it yomad again. So no, the word yomad implies one amida that's only standing there once, not twice.
Why would you disqualify and unqualify?
Because we said, because the other one died. Right now, when you started with animals A and B, so B, the sar lazazel died, now A, the sar lashem, became disqualified. When could it become requalified? Is only when you make a new girdle and you have C and D. And now the question is what you're doing. So now D becomes the new sar lazuzel. What are we doing with A? The Braisa says, and the Braisa says that you had that A was already yomad. It was already standing there qualified as the sar lashem. Now it became disqualified for a while when B died. Now you can't say that it should become qualified again because Yomad implies that it's standing there only once, not twice. The Ritzvah actually learns that Rashi is giving two different explanations over here. Number one, Yomad implies, in other words, the way Rashi phrases it over here, that Rashi says, Nidchai de Mrs. Chaberei, that it shouldn't be that it stood there and then it became Nidcha, but Achshav Volachs of Alamad, and now you want it to stand there again. No, Yomad Chai means Amida Achas, Veloishka Amidis, means that it's standing there once, not twice. The Ritzvah explains these are actually two different explanations in Rashi. One is that the word Yomad implies that the whole time it was standing there valid, and the other is that the word Yomad implies only once and not twice. Anyway, Tosfos mentions, actually, that this Braisa may be agreeing with Rabbi Yochanan on the actual din, however, it's not necessarily agreeing with him on the reason for the din. Rabbi Yochanan had learned it before from the concept. He says, more generally, any korban that nidcha is nidcha and it can't become kosher again. In fact, Tosfos talked about on Amud Aleph that according we find in other places where Rabbi Yochanan says even dochim meikra, even if you have an animal that was designated as a korban, where to begin with it was possible for that purpose, then it doesn't become nira again afterwards. Only by the case of balmum again because of the word bahem. So he holds based on that. That's possible. Whereas our Braisa is learning it specifically in this case from the word Yomar Chai. So therefore, in other words, our Braisa isn't agreeing with Rabbi Yochanan on the derivation of the din. But practically speaking, it comes out to the same thing. The Braisa is saying that animal A is not usable again because of Yomar Chai. Yeah. Okay. So therefore, the Braisa works out better according to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. So let's see, Tanan. Now let's look at our Mishnah and see. Fine, the wording of our Mishnah is better according to Rab, but nevertheless, Rav Yechanan's opinion still has to fit someplace in the Mishnah. So Tanan, let's continue the Mishnah. We said, V'oid Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda furthermore said, after Rav Yehuda had said that we said that what do you do with the second one, whatever the second one means, according to Rav or Rav Yehuda, we said you leave it to graze because it's a half a sibur and a half a sibur is not mesa. On the other hand, Rav Yehuda had said tomos that you do have to lock it up and leave it to die because he holds that a half a sibur here niskapur ba'alav ba'achar, meaning the sibur use a different animal for their kapara. Therefore, that's one of the five kataris hamesis, and Rav Yehuda holds that holds that applies to a half a sibur as well. Then the Mishnah continues, but oid omer Rabbi Yehuda. Furthermore, Rabbi Yehuda had said, nishbach adam, if the blood of the Sar Lashem spilled, yomus ha-mishtaleach, then you have to leave the mishtaleach to die because they go together as a pair. Mes ha-mishtaleach, and if the Sar ha-mishtaleach died, yishrafach adam, then you have to pour out the blood of the Sar Lashem and start over with a new pair of animals. So, what's this va'oid? Vishlema le Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yechanan, we understand. I'm a Bali Chaim Nidchen. He says that living animals can be Nidcha. He says that animal A is Nidcha and never becomes qualified again. Mishum Hoch Yomus HaMashaleach. Well, that explains, therefore, that, so what do you have over here? Rabbi Yechanan had said that animal A is the one that's left to be grazed, that's left to graze. So now, if it had been a chassas of a yachid, then it would have to be tamus, because niskapru ba'al abacha, because the owner ended up getting a different animal and using it for his carbon instead. That's one of the five cases of chataris amesis. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, we understand. Why yomus? Because ba'al chayim nidchen. Elo l'rab d'om ba'al chayim in nidchen, amai yomus amashtaleach. According to Rab, that Balechaim ain nidchin, then why should the Mishtaleach have to die according to Rabbi Yehuda? The point is, fine, obviously it's easy enough to say that we're going to go according to the Chachamim, and that's what Rab is going to answer, but the question is, why is Rabbi Yehuda is using the word va'oi, which implies, in other words, that he heard the Chachamim, that he knows that the Chachamim already are arguing with him on one point, And now he's saying, not only I disagree with you on that point about whether Yira or Tomus, but also I disagree with you on another point. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, those are the two points that they're arguing about. Number one, whether we say the concept of Chatas HaMesa over here. And number two, which animal do we say is disqualified and has to be left to die. But according to Rab, what's the void? So Amalach Rab, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, like Kamina. So Rab is going to tell you, I'm not talking according to Rabbi Yehuda. Tiamina, I'll leave it to Rabbanon. I'm talking according to the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon don't hold of this concept, Nishbach Adam Yomus HaMashaleach. They don't hold that any of them are Yomus at all. They hold any of them are going to graze. So therefore, and the Mishnah just said, Vashani. So I can hold that Shani means Shani Shabazug Shani. Means animal C is the one that's left to graze. Okay, so Bishlema l'Rab b'hol pligi. So now let's go back. According to Rab, we understand now what the machlokes is. That's the machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. When Rabbi Yehuda is so before we said that Rabbi Yehuda is saying va'oid. So what does that mean? He's saying number one, you say ein chafas tibur mesa, I say tomus. And number two, you're saying that there's a certain one that Yira, and I'm saying there is one that's Yomus, but not the one that you said Yira, but rather a different one, that would be the void. So according to Rab, so Bishlam and Rab, Baha plead Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. If according to Rab, then we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim are Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim are arguing on exactly that point. Rabbi Yehuda holds Baal HaChayim Nidchin. So in other words, The Rabbanan had said that animal A is the one that we're going to be makru because Baal HaChayim Nidchin. Animal C is the one that's going to be Yira because Ein Chatas Tibur Mesa. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm arguing with you on two points. Number one, I hold that a Chatas Tibur can be Mesa, so there's no Yira here at all. And number two, you're saying it's animal A that we're going to be makru and C that is going to be that's going to be Yira. I say exactly the other way around. Animal A, Tomus. Because it's a chatas shniskapur ba'alav ba'achar, and I hold that Baalei Chayim Nidchin, like Rabbi Yechanan, and C is the one that you're going to be makru. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, now we understand that's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim are arguing about. When Rabbi Yehuda says va'oid, that's what he means. He's saying that I'm arguing with you Chachamim on two points. Ela, Elul Rav Yochanan might be, but according to Rav Yochanan, the Chachamim also agree on the concept of Balik Hayim Nibkin. The only machloitus between them is whether Yira or Tamus. So according to him, what's the boy? The answer is Amar Rava Harmin and Dekamas Nisim Kabasei Rav. Okay, but we already said the words of our Mishnah work better according to Rav. So fine, we don't have to, as long as Rav Yechon has a Braisa on his side, then if the wording of our Mishnah, if the wording of the Chachamim of our Mishnah doesn't exactly match what Rav Yechon holds, and you have this Va'oid of Rabbi Huda, no big deal. It still doesn't slog him up because he still has a Braisa on his side. Yeah. Okay. So we'll continue this discussion tomorrow, Bez Hashem, and then we'll get more into this matter of what happens when one of them or the other of them dies, and what we do. We're going to finish off this discussion of Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, and then we're going to get into a related topic of explaining Rabbi Yehuda's Shita in the Mishnah about when one of them dies, then the other one becomes disqualified, and vice versa.
Shkayach.
Okay.